The thing is that I go back, I was born in 1920s, you see, and in the elementary school that I went to during the war, when most of the teachers were called up into action, they had to bring retired people back, you know, some of them were Victorians. And the art schools were deserted and cleaned out because all the young men were away. And Farmer School of Art has become quite a prestigious art centre now. It wasn't so good then. And they took just a couple of pupils from each of the schools in the district, and on Saturday mornings they let them run free, you see. I looked at etching as a medium, which I like because I like line drawing. And I studied for an exam to go in the Navy as an engineer, but after 2 years study and passing the exam, they discovered I was colourblind. Now, this was a shock to everybody because I'd had reports saying, oh yes, Mike's good at drawing and has a pleasing sense of colour. So I gave away colour actually, and then I was looking for something in black and white. Etching was good, and also I had the monopoly of the big powerful printing press there because nobody wanted to do it. It's very messy, and because I was engineering, I'm used to oil and all that sort of thing. So basically speaking, printing and drawing were hand in glove, and the background, who I was and what I expected to become. And yes, there's a Royal Cornwall Polytechnic Society, and there was a woman in that lot. She said, I saw your drawing, do you mind if I borrow it? So she borrowed it, and she must have been a person in the media, and she got that published in the West Britain. You see, it got a good circulation of about 25% of the old UK. Well, that put me, I thought I was groomed for stardom, actually. But the net result was, nothing happened. I didn't get all these orders coming ever, you know. But nevertheless, it increased the circle of friends and the mentors. And that was the thing, you see. So I got into the Royal Cornwall Polytechnic Society, and they were pretty awe-inspiring in a way. And in the whole community of St Ives and all those West Cornwall, you have Bernard Leach and Barbara Hepworth, and nothing about them suggested to me that they were international luminaries. And it was only when I came to New Zealand, actually, in 1951 during the strikes, and I was going around all the ports at leisure because we were in port, and occasionally Bernard Leach's name would crop up and with an awe of reverence. And I thought they were talking about somebody else, you know. So where the printing came in, it was because knowing all these people, and also during the strikes, I used to go to Petone Art School in Wellington, and then I'd meet Austin Deans or somewhere down south, and you'd get to know them and their circle, and then you saw all the other different forms of printing that was going on in New Zealand, you know. I don't consider myself an artist. Because I'm an engineer, I'm concerned with the communication. Always influenced my drawings, not art, but illustration.